want to head on out now to Anna Palmer. She is, again, the senior Washington correspondent for Politico. Anna, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the Ted Cruz thing, we've got Trump calling him out. And to me, please describe what he did and tell me why that's not just politics as usual.
Well, there's a couple of things. Ted Cruz was doing a mailer before the Iowa caucus. It was a very tight race, clearly based on what ended up with the results. But the mailer was going up to voters and basically was giving them a grade and saying, you know, they needed to change their status, which, one, not only is not true, the state of Iowa never gives, you know, voters a grade based on who they are selecting. And the actual state attorney general came out with a statement saying that it was a violation, that they should never have done this. So that is kind of the big, there's been a big brouhaha for the last several days about this mailer. And it's not just politics as usual. I mean, there's often kind of misleading things that are going in the mail. But by actually doing this, it was almost trying to kind of suppress the vote or to get people to change their vote.
But isn't that the job of the political campaign? I mean, I'm a little confused. I mean, if people fall for that, shame on them. You know what I'm saying?
It looked as though it was an official document coming from the state of Iowa.
Oh, I see. I see. So Iowa is upset about it. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. And are we going? What kind of repercussions could he suffer?
Well, that's a little unclear at this point. I mean, certainly this could go up to the national committee. The state could also go beyond its certain, just kind of the statement that it went out there. I mean, you talked earlier about Terry Branstad, the governor there. He's been kind of on an anti-Cruz ban for quite a while. So, you know, I think whether or not this hurts him in other states or credibility with conservatives, you could maybe see some other conservative groups which could hurt him. Maybe
in New Hampshire, but in South Carolina. There's so much I want to talk to you about, so I apologize if I seem to be jumping on you, but there's a lot of stuff I want to get to today. Bernie Sanders wants Donald Trump to win. Is that true?
Well, I think that the Trump factor is going to be something that will continue long beyond New Hampshire. But I think as far as Bernie Sanders, I mean, when there's a circus going on there, there's less kind of scrutiny on him. Right now, you know, he raised more money than Hillary Clinton did in this last cycle. And so you're kind of seeing this kind of jockeying really between the two on the Democrats. There's going to be a debate tonight, which will be very fascinating.
Did anything in that town hall last night reveal anything?
I mean, I don't think that there was all of a sudden you're going to see, you know, Hillary drop a ton. I think she's really trying to say two things. Her campus trying to say, one, you know, Vermont is very close to New Hampshire, so he's almost the homegrown boy.
Right.
And so it's a really kind of limiting of the expectations game there. And two, I think you're also seeing the fact of the money factor that Romeo raised her in this last month. And so that is going to be something that they're going to try to use, say, listen, you know, you're on stage kind of being maybe a humbler Hillary Clinton than the aggressor.
I think she has to be careful, sort of, you know, New Hampshire would take great issue with comparing them with Vermont or saying they're the same thing as Vermont. But be that as it may, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, the more Hillary sort of encourages the dialogue and the challenges that Bernie Sanders lays down and does so with sort of a statesmanlike approach, the more capital she accrues. To me, she looks better as time goes along, even as Bernie picks up some wind. Am I wrong here?
No, I think she needs to make, in the same way that Marco Rubio on the Republican side is, she's making the kind of general electability argument as kind of a real part of her argument, you know, her theory of the case. But the question is, right, if you have Bernie Sanders having the wind behind his back, coming out of questionable results in Iowa, he wins New Hampshire, right? You know, 8 years ago in 2008, New Hampshire was the firewall for Hillary Clinton against Barack Obama. That's what kept that primary going on as long as it did. So she has a lot of vulnerabilities there. And I also think if you really look at the youth vote, that's going to be an issue for her as well.
Right. And